The 25-year-old pop star Kesha has had a number of big pop hits in recent years, including the songs TikTok and We Are Who We Are. While she has a mass following, her music has frequently been criticized by some critics and listeners as lightweight and overproduced. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Kesha's new second album, Warrior.
I know I'm not perfect. I know I got issues. I know that I've got a sort of past and, yeah, some bad tattoos. I'm not a model. I'm not a saint. I'm sorry, but I am just not sorry. 'Cause I swear and 'cause I dream.
Kesha uses a dollar sign instead of an S in the middle of her stage name. It's one of those gestures that is meant to bait her detractors, suggesting before anyone else does that she's only in it for the money. It turns out, though, that like pop stars ranging from Madonna on back to Chuck Berry, Kesha wants it both ways, mass audience success and artistic acknowledgement. For Kesha, that's what her album title Warrior means. She's fighting a war on multiple fronts. To continue the war metaphor Kesha introduces on Warrior, sometimes combatants die on the battlefield. That song, called Die Young, is all about living as though you might not be here tomorrow. Kesha's idea of conducting war is, to be sure, pretty frivolous. This song and others here are party anthems, but they're party anthems with a special urgency. You can hear Kesha in the way she sings and the way the songs are arranged, attempting both valiantly and confidently to convince a listener that she's not going anywhere. That she's neither so party crazy that she's going to burn out, or that she's so auto-tuned or overproduced that she's going to be consigned to novelty act status.
I was just a young kid with time to waste. Living out of my car, those were the days. We're all the wild ones, the wasted youth. Other than a dream had nothing to lose. Ain't it funny how time flies, fades into gold? Now I wanna do a drive-by, but I can't find the road.
Kesha was raised in Nashville and Los Angeles. Her mother has worked as a songwriter whose output includes a hit for Dolly Parton, Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You. Kesha herself seems to have been listening to country music and putting together Warrior, particularly Taylor Swift's diaristic compositions. The confessional impulse comes to the fore on the song I just played, Wonderland, and another one, Thinking of You. But because Warrior is positioned as Kesha's move toward semi-legitimacy, she wants to cover many genres. And so she collaborates with a couple of members of The Strokes on the rockish song Only Wanna Dance With You, and seems giddily proud to introduce her duet partner on this song, Dirty Love. Why, it's punk pioneer Iggy Pop.
can do it better.
At various regular points throughout Warrior, Kesha keeps asserting that she wants to, quote, get wasted, that she doesn't care. But the intensity of her singing, the intensity of the beats she's created with a number of producers, most prominently Dr. Luke, stand as musical rebukes to such hedonistic sentiments. Unlike a lot of hipsters who try hard to make it seem as though they're doing nothing, Kesha is actually trying very hard. She'd never admit it, but she wants your approval, which render the attempts to craft a terrific album, while insisting it's a throwaway, make Warrior seem all the more impressive.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Kesha's new album, Warrior. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.